Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
We've learned so much!
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Astron is a guy.
Yeah.
He wears just a belt.
Just a belt.
Giants can be hand models.
Yeah. Yeah. He's your dad. We know that.
Right. Woo.
Yeah.
That's
we think he is, yeah.
So now,
yeah.
It's time to do part two.
Part two. We're going to move on to part two, but let's...
Add one more suggestion.
Absolutely. So we need something now that is object that you might find lying around your house. Something anything
like
that.
Sneakers!
Guitar!
Slinky!
Needle!
Oh, your house is rough.
Who's here first?
Guitar, Slinky. I can't remember.
All right. We'll take guitar.
All right.
So guitar will figure prominently into part two of The Juggler of Asteroids. And who gave us that suggestion? Who gave us the suggestion of guitar just now? Where was that? Show of hands. Where is it? Was it you over there?
You won a prize.
Yes, you won a prize.
Because your city is awesome. We walked all around it today.
Yeah, we did.
And we picked you up a $1 record.
Yes.
This is the Longinus Symphonette Society proudly presents Volume 2 of the Remember the Golden Days of Radio, narrated by Jack Benny and Frank Knight.
Nice!
Yeah. And you have a record player?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's right. Yes, you have a record player. Star Trek 5 on Laserdisc, also for a dollar.
I wanted to get it, but they didn't have the one with the whales in San Francisco.
No.
All right. It's time for part two of the Asteroid Juggler.
When we last left our Asteroid Juggler, he was in the clutches of Asteron in the tractor beam with his sassy robot on the way to save a giant planet from being bombarded by asteroids. How the hell is this going to make sense?
Let's find out.
Asteron is my father! How am I supposed to kill an immortal man who's also my father? I'm so conflicted, Sassbot 423.
Yes, I upgraded since the last time.
I don't know, man. What are you going to do?
It's much sassier. I guess the only plan at this point is to allow ourselves to be brought into his midst, and I guess it's time for me to face my father face to face.
Nice. Well, it's going to be hard with this just wearing a belt with balls hanging out like that.
He's my dad, right? I'm not looking at his balls.
You already did, bro.
Can't unsee it.
Your palm channel was open. I heard that entire conversation.
Son of a bitch.
My citadel is located on the largest of that asteroid belt. Come, John. Bring your Sassbot, Bing 423. Join me in my citadel and see what I have to offer you.
He's blinked off the screen. He's asking you to come, but yet dragging you there with a tractor beam.
So manipulative. Oh, God, why can't you just let me make my own choices?
Typical dad bullshit, bro.
Already?
You just met him?
I don't know.
Oh, here we are. We've landed. I'll open the door. Here we go.
I'm bringing it.
It's an old ship.
It is. I built it myself.
Of scraps?
Yes! Helicopter blades and doors. That's it?
All right, well.
You can exit any point you like.
This pretty shitty airlock. I'll just shut the door, I guess.
We survived. I hope you got a key.
Oh, how will we ever get in a cracked wooden door?
Hey, Sassbot! Enough! Boy!
You
helped once yet, other than just shitting on me?
I'm here
State your name.
My name is John 14.
John 14.
I'm Sasbot.
Sasbot.
I've been shot!
Why did you do that?
Synthetic life forms aren't allowed in the Citadel. luckily, his head still functions and is yammering away on that rock in the distance.
Oh, man! It separated my head from my body! I'm not gonna get ahead in life!
Oh, man, that was a good one!
All right. I guess my better judgment is I'm bringing you Sasbot.
Yeah!
John 14, state the passcode for entry.
May I enter?
Incorrect.
You know it! He's your father! Just think! You know it!
Search my feelings. Search my past. Living on that planet. Moving away. Joining the moon base. Guitar!
Correct.
Okay.
Before you progress, please disrobe. You must be completely ionized in order to remove any space parasites you may have inhabiting the folds of your flesh.
Okay. It's going to take a while.
I have time.
Unzip. My clothes are made entirely of zippers, so just give me a second. Here I am. You know what? It's also a tear away.
Oh.
And back!
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, stand by. For irradiation, this might be a little painful.
Oh, he's using a vortex!
Oh, my God!
Electric vortex! I've seen one of those before!
All right, your scans show that you are completely parasite-free. You may proceed.
Thank you. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Astromon.
What? You just fooled us into thinking you were a common guard?
Absolutely.
Of course, shot me and blew my head off?
Yes! You've all seen The Wizard of Oz, haven't you?
I should have known. It was an ancient film.
Yes, it was.
Just wearing a belt.
After civilization was destroyed throughout the quadrant that you call the Milky Way, all that remained was a Blu-ray edition of Wizard of Oz. I, the immortal Astaron, was cruising through the debris left by your interstellar mishappenstance. That's right, I coined that word. And I found that Blu-ray, employing the technology that was lent to me by the race of immortals before me that I destroyed.
Wow!
Yes, hold on a second. I decoded that Blu-ray, and I decided to recreate the world on this planet.
Look around you, head of Sasbot.
I can't unless you turn it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, look at all of that.
Turn it around to the 360-degree down.
So your bones are made of yellow bricks.
That's correct.
Flying monkeys just littering the sky.
Yes. Watch that. They defecated Will.
Ow.
Yes. I need to get those more rubbish.
Prunes are good.
Prunes, yes. There were no prunes in the movie.
You only took what was in the movie and created this.
Absolutely.
Let me just guess. This is the only world you want to exist in the universe. You want to destroy the rest with asteroids so that your perfect vision of utopia can stand alone.
It's like you read the liner notes of my mind.
It's like they were always in my ears.
He's your dad.
I'm trying to have a moment here.
That is why
they turn me away. All right, you know what? Upside down and away.
That's why I want you to be with me here, John 14. By my side, you, the Wicked Witch of the West, my Glinda. I know that's weird, but I like women's clothing.
You're only wearing a belt.
It's a woman's belt.
What's that? What's that? I can turn you around.
Yeah, it is a woman's belt.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, you got it.
That's not helpful at all.
That has no impact on me because that's not like a sassy comment because I said it was a woman's belt to begin with.
All right, let's see what he's got.
I was just going to tell him to go fuck himself.
For that, I'm high fiving your face. Slap.
Ow.
And so, you can ask me to rule this Oz plan beside you.
Yes.
But I'm not going to, Father.
How can you refuse?
Because there's a planet of giants out there with beautiful hands. And if we destroy them, and if we destroy other planets after them, then you misunderstand the central message of the Wizard of Oz.
Could that be? I'm immortal. My mind encompasses all things, in all realities, at all times. What could I have overlooked?
Well, I'm just trying to remember the song.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
There's no place like home.
Did you hear that, Father?
Yes.
There's no place like home. And soon there will be no home at all for the denizens of this space we call space.
Home. Of course.
Your own wife. My mother. You took her home.
I wasn't married to her.
It was a thing. We had a thing.
A bastard.
Yeah, you're a bastard.
I'll say.
Sass bud.
Well, you've made me see the error of my ways. The prodigal son has returned and shown his immortal father. Is that right? John.
It's John 14.
John 14, I need you to kill me. To end me. To put me out of this misery I created for myself.
Well, it's time to kill you. I set the alert.
This was preordained.
I follow a strict set of rules, and I have a specific set of skills with my hands.
I know exactly what they are.
I have to juggle you.
You need to juggle more than just me. You need to juggle my balls.
I hope you're tied with the asteroids that are all over the place that he's sending place. Not his actual balls.
He's talking about his balls.
That's your dad, bro.
You're talking about your balls?
Of course I'm talking about my balls. I know it's no big feat to juggle two of them.
Unless, Sasquatch, I'm half immortal?
You've seen it. You are John 14. You're half immortal. You need to juggle my two balls in the head of Sasquatch.
I was supposed to. Do it!
Get over here, Sasquatch. You go first. You go first, Sasquatch. And now, one ball at a time.
Stopped Asteron from sending asteroids all over the galaxy and destroying people's homes.
Look at his views.
Look at his view screen.
Oh, it's a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah, asteroids, the world.
It is a beautiful rainbow. It is beautiful. Where once there were trajectories of asteroids headed for planets, it's just been replaced by an enchanting rainbow.
And somewhere over that rainbow.
That's the song I was trying to think of.
I know. Somewhere over that rainbow, dreams come true, and yours did.
Perhaps in his dying embers of life, Father grasped the message of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you grasped his ball.
Sasquatch!
Thank you.
flicky last night?
thanks so much, guys. Have a great night. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.